Texas Emergency Hospital. Let's see. This is Dr. Al Gilani, A-L-G-I-L-A-N-I. For patients that were seen on 9/11/2023, this is chart review dated for today, which is the 12th. First patient is MC, 60-year-old male, seen with bladder pain, diagnosed with UTI, given back from DS. No CT scan or other workup was done, just urinalysis, CBC, and CMT. Patient was happy with the care received. Next patient is IM, 2-year-old child, complaining of runny, matted eyes, diagnosed with conjunctivitis, treated with eye drops, and home, doing better. Mom was happy with the care received. Next patient is CD, is a 42-year-old with chronic back pain. Worse than after doing chores, Toradol 60 milligram given, CT of the L-spine that was done, showed an old fracture, added Flexeril to the regimen, patient liked the doctor. Next patient is the DD, is a 52-year-old with vomiting, diarrhea. Patient white count was 17,000 with left shift. CT showed enteritis, amylase, lipase, chemistry negative. Patient refused hospitalization and observation multiple times, diagnosed with gastroenteritis, left message. Next patient is FB, is a 20-year-old with abdominal pain, workup including workup showed a white count of 10,000, CT showed high riding appendix with air present within the appendix. Dr. A transferred the patient to Deerbrook. She was in surgery when I called and talked to her mom today. They were happy with the care received. Next patient is XP, is a 4-year-old child with fever. Flu A, flu B were negative, diagnosed with pharyngitis, treated with amoxil. I believe there was no explanation as why, but the flu was noted in the diagnosis, so he decided to treat with amoxil for pharyngitis and not treat the flu. Left message for mom to call back. Next patient is JR, the 11-year-old child with swollen testicles, ultrasound negative, sent home with no meds. I wasn't able to talk to anyone at the house. Next patient is BM, 15-year-old with a dog bite who was seen 2 days ago by Dr. Maroney, given amoxil instead of Augmentin. Mom thought the wound was infected. They came to the emergency room, was seen by the nurse practitioner, but was told that everything was fine and to continue with the amoxil. Motrin 600 was added for the pain, which was not given initially when the patient was seen by Dr. Maroney. Next patient is SW, is a 28-year-old with status post assault. CT of the neck and head were negative. Dr. Al Gilani wrote retina detachment, but there was no instruction as how he arrived. There was no instruction as what to do or how he arrived at that diagnosis. I spoke to the mom and told them to take the child, to take the patient to see an eye doctor ASAP for possible retinal detachment. That was mentioned in the diagnosis discharge summary or discharge sheet, along with concussion. They're going to see the ophthalmologist today. Next patient is KR, is a 4-week pregnant woman, been with vaginal bleed, workup including ultrasound was negative, urinalysis was happy with the care received. Next patient is ED, is a 56-year-old with toothache, treated with Norco in the ER, amoxil, and Motrin given. He was happy with the care received. Next patient is LM, is a 19-year-old with abdominal pain, fever, white count 14,000. Lab was okay. She had a C-section 3 weeks ago. CT showed possible uterine cancer, possible appendicitis, possible seroma. Patient subsequently was transferred to transferred to Deerbrook under surgeon's care, but Zofran, morphine, and Zosyn was given before the transfer took place. Mom was happy with the care received. She's she was in operating room when I talked to the family. Next patient is RY, is a 55-year-old woman with vaginal itching, possible STD. The panel was ordered, your analysis was negative, and waiting for results. She left a bad number in the emergency room. Next patient is ER, is a 33-year-old with hand pain, arms pain, with a history of polymyalgia rheumatica. White count was 2.9, which can be seen, which can be the case in young African-American female. CBC was all normal, uric acid normal, inflammatory markers were ordered. The patient was sent home with morphine to follow up with a rheumatologist. No one answered the phone. Next patient is DB, the 80-year-old who fell at home, had abrasions and scalp hematoma. CBC, CMP, CT of the head and neck were negative. Diagnosed with scalp laceration, was sent home, not on a blood thinner, and no one answered the phone. Next patient is YD, is a 44-year-old pregnant woman with low back pain. Patient was had a blood pressure 177 over 76, heart rate of 150 when she came in. At the discharge, her blood pressure was 160 over 70, heart rate of 98. CBC, CMP, amylase, UH, lipase within normal limits. Pelvic ultrasound was normal, and she's doing fine today. She states she liked the doctor very much. Next patient is ZW, 26-year-old young man with abdominal pain. CBC, CMP, amylase, lipase negative, treated with IV Zofran, an IV fluid with much improvement, was sent home with gastroenteritis. No CT was done in this case. Next patient is the RO. It's an 11-year-old young man with cough, diagnosed with URI, sent home with amoxicillin for bronchitis. Mom was happy with the care received. Thank you.